Hello, and you're very welcome to the Very Small Podcast. My name is Vincent Rice, Wexford originally, and this week I have been resurrected from the darkest corner of hell to introduce the spooktacular Halloween episode of the Very Small Podcast. I deal daily in everything dark, demons, ghosts, and ghouls. But the power of this podcast have dragged me out of hell to answer a few of your tweet questions. Question number one, how did you die, Paul? 38. Lung cancer, Paul. Lung cancer. Next. What's it like in hell? Julie from Galway. It's strange. All the evil, hateful, bad people are all sent to hell because of gods, etc. And we're forced to be bad to one another. But because we're bad anyway, we all kind of enjoy it. It's amusing. Next. What's the devil like? Martin, 54. He's fine. He smells like talcum powder. How do you spend your days? Mary. Well, Mary, it's actually quite regimented. 10 a.m. Poking bad men up their fiery pits with pokey things. 1 p.m. Burning pedos. 6 p.m. Throat-slitting warlords. 8 p.m. Bed. You know what that sound means. Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Here's Emily Ashmore to drag you down to the depths of depravity with her disease-ridden riddles of the mind!
Officially spooky season, at least we think it is according to white women's Instagram captions. It's a great time of year to share a gasp, a cry, or a blood-curdling scream with your nearest and dearest. But here at the Very Small Podcast, we would like to remind you that every day can feel like Halloween. Every day can feel like a waking nightmare, if you overthink hard enough. So here are some things that will leave you screaming, at least internally. So first up, we have something very scary, very spooky. It's something that just puts the absolute fear of God into me. And that's changing my coffee order in my regular coffee establishment. You see, I go into a coffee shop, the same coffee shop every day, and I order the same thing, an Americano, every single day. And the baristas, they're angels. They have it prepped, ready for me in advance, waiting at the end of the counter. So I skip the queue like the smug motherfucker that I am, take my Americano and carry on with my day. The very thought of me walking up to these men, looking them in their eyes and saying, actually today I want a mocha. No. The idea of that makes me want to shit myself almost as much as the coffee does. Moving on, the next spooky, terrifying thing you can do any day is sending a text to the wrong person. Now, if you're lucky, if you're really, really lucky, it's an innocent text message and it's sent to an innocent receiver. You can laugh it off with a chuckle. Oh, lol, sorry, wrong person, but we really must get coffee soon. But have you ever written a text about someone and then sent it to the subject? Because let me tell you, the feeling that courses through your body is so intense, it takes steroids and it listens to Joe Rogan podcasts unironically. It is horrific. You could delete the message, but then they can now also see, oh, this person has deleted the message. So thanks a million, WhatsApp, for that feature. Happy Halloween to WhatsApp. Next, we have the moment when you're lying in bed. You've had a tough day, you're innocently scrolling through Instagram stories, as you do. You get to someone's story, it's a profile, you know, maybe it's someone who you went to school with, maybe it's their older brother that you've always fancied, but look, maybe it is, okay? And your finger slips, and you end up reacting to a picture of them having pints with their mates, you end up reacting with a crying emoji. truly, truly terrifying stuff. Some quick honourable mentions: we have being caught looking through your housemate's food cupboards. No coming back from that one. Running out to make the orange man and then getting beeped at and nearly hit by some woman in a Jeep. That's always fun. Thinking you're getting some looks from people on the street. Absolutely feeling yourself sashaying down the street. Then realising that your fly is open. That's incredible. I love doing that. Tripping, falling, skidding, etc. in public. And then you're on your own. You're trying to redeem yourself. There's just no way. If you start laughing, you look like an absolute psychopath. Who you laughing with? And then if you do that thing where you like check the road to examine whatever you tripped on. I'm sorry, but people know what you're doing. There's nothing there. Okay, we know there's nothing there, you know there's nothing there, the road knows there's nothing there, you're just a fucking mess of a human being. Anyway, folks, that's all for me. Happy Halloween!
Well, that's it for this week's episode of The Very Small Podcast. We'd like to sincerely thank Vincent Bice for popping up from hell to answer a few of your tweet questions. Surely they have Twitter in hell. It was probably invented there. Seriously, happy Halloween. Probably was invented there.